Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara before mentioned the idea of having 85 letters be a full Parsha and be something that's subject to the din of Kedusha Sefer Torah. So now the Gemara gets into the Shaila about the nature of the Pesukim of Vayibin Torah and of Nuchi Yomad. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, according to Braisa, so the Kosh Baruch Hu made signs above and below these answers. I mean, there's markings right below and right after these psukim. If you look in the Sefer Torahs that they have the famous nun hafuchas, the upside down nuns, are mentioned in context of there from the words Vayi Ben Tzoa, right before Vayi Ben Tzoa, and Uvenu Chayoma right after that. That this is not, the Gemara is going to say what exactly teach us, but that is the idea over here. There's big shaila. The Gemara never used the lashon actually that it was a nun hafuchas, so where exactly did we get that? There's different Gersos in Rashi, different Rishonim, clear the Zohar actually seem to imply the way, that we definitely have the Minog, the Mesorah rather, that we do it from a Nun HaFuch. However, the Marshal, the famous Shita, he thought this is Mamish not okay. He thought that we don't have enough of a Mesorah to assume he should put it, and we know that Chaseris or Seris, if they're not written correctly, could even possibly say for Torah. Definitely lechachila, I guess, I mean, even if they don't necessarily pass, they're going to be lechachila problem. So he definitely, other way. However, the minhag olam, I think, is kimat in all the Sefer Torah to have the mesorah of using the nun hafuchas for these parshios in Baalosra. So the Gemara now says, why do we have this in Afuchas to be the Simanim? The Gemara says, Lomar, to teach us, turning on to the next. Now, She'ein Zemekoma, this is not the proper priest. Rashi points out that at this point, it should be mentioned by the Halichos, so we mentioned in the Midbar, that when it comes to the Golem that we said over there in Parshas Ben Midbar, when it talks about the flags and how everyone was situated, that is where you should be mentioning Vayben Tzohor and mentioning how the Aron traveled as well. So this is in Baalosra, which is two parshios later, after Naso, into Baalosra. This is clearly not the right area, and therefore we're mentioning this indication that's not the right place. So the Gemara says, so why Dafka is it not? The Gemara says, Rabbi Omer, la lomen Hashem, who's that? Rather, it's not the reason that the signs appear. Rather, Elam Nesh, Sefer Choshevu, Bifnei Atzmo. But the reason is because this is an own Sefer Torah, meaning it's not necessarily that it's written out of place. The Gemara is going to come back to explain why it was written out of place. But in the second day over here, Rebbe's understanding that's not Dafka that it's a problem over here. Rashi points out that, Rebbe's understand that this section really does belong in its place because it's right off of the in Chamishi of that parsha is right over there. It's discussing over there how Al-Tzava, how all of the encampments of the Nesiim, how they used to go, right? So Nachshon Adav and Al-Tzava, Yisachar and Nesam and Asura and all the Nesiim. That is how they went. So then, right after that, we talk about Beit Mitzvah when the Aron went as well and when they put the Aron back of Nuchal Yomar. So it wasn't out of place. So rather, that this is an entire Sefer Torah, a Sefer in its own right. So the Gemara now says, Keman Azla Hadam Rabbi Shmuel Rechon Rabbi Yochanan Chatzam Shiva Elo Shiva Sefer Torah Keman Karebi. So the Gemara now says that there's a pasuk Rabbi Yochanan used to say that the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that they used to say Chatzam Shiva, that the pasuk says that she literally sewed out seven pillars. This is a reference. This pasuk in Mishnah is a reference to the seven Sefer Torah. Who is that? That's like Rebbe, because over here the Gemara, Rebbe is assuming that from Bamidbar, what we'd call Sefer Bamidbar, from Bamidbar until Parshas Baaloscha Vayi Ben Tzoa Aron, that's an entire sefer. Then just those two psukim of Vayibin Tzoa and Avruch Chomer is another sefer. So then you have another one, and then from the Avruch Chomer, the end of that pasuk until the end of sefer, what we'd call Bamidbar until Sefer Devarim is a third one. So really, instead of having one, you have three. So if you add that, so instead of having five sefer Torahs, you're adding two more Svarim. So then you really get to the total number of seven. So that pasuk over there is referring to the seven Svarim of the Torah. We always Chamin Chavshim Shem Torah, but the deal over here in Rebbe is that in some Bechina or another, there are seven sefer Torah. I had the Bar Mitzvah part. I always felt that this as chashav. I had a whole sefer. I had Vayibin Tzoa. I had a whole sefer that I got to lane. And not only that, I finished sefer Bamidbar. When I finished, all the sefer Bamidbar for the first half to fill Baloscha, and then I read Vayibin Tzoa. That I had a whole other sefer. So Baruch Hashem, it was a beautiful parsha. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Man Tana DePalig LeRabbi." But who is the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi? The Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." It must be Shimon Gamliel. What is he hold? The Tana he held. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Asid Parshas DeAkam Etikav and Koma. No, this is Dafka in out of its order, and it's going to eventually in the time. Later on, it's going to be written in its right place. Rashi says that when Puranus and all the terrible things are done with Batal and Renimos Mashiach, and we're not worried about the Yitzhahara as well, also we don't have the Yitzhahara anymore, then this parsha is going to be written in its right place. So then why Dafka is it written over here? Kidil Havsik bin Puranos Rishon le Puranos Shni, in order to take a break and have a break between one bad narrative that was going on and the second bad narrative going on. So the Gemara now asks, Shnura Shniya Mai, but what is the second punishment? What is is the bad, this bad thing that happened? And the pasuk says, "Vayirasam mekimis onanim." In Shishi, right there in Baaloscha, and I'm such a bucky in Tanakh, but the right there, I know Bamertzer parts over there. It says in Shishi, "Vayiram mekimis onanim." The pasuk over there is talking about the misavim, that there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the people were complaining, and they were punished and they were killed because of their complaining. So what is the Gemara asks though? Mar Pernas Rishona, what was the problem? What they did with the first thing? It doesn't say anything negative, necessarily explicitly bad. So the Gemara says, "Vayisu Mar Hashem." They traveled from the Har Hashem a journey of 3 days. The Gemara says, right? "Vayisu Mar Derech Shloshem." The Gemara says, "Rabbi Chaim Machanino Shesar Ma'achre Hashem." They turned away from Hashem. "Veichan Mekoma." Where really is this section? Amar Rashi B'Tgalim. This is supposed to be mentioned. The Vayiben Sora Iker is supposed to be mentioned in the Tgalim, really in Parshas B'Midrash, as we mentioned earlier, based on Rashi, that would be the more correct place to put it. So Agav, there's a big Machlokes. Rashi tells us the Gemara says, "Vayisu Mar Hashem." They traveled from the Har Hashem, where Har Sinai, right, and they left in just 3 days. So Zashayla, what exactly did they do wrong? So Rashi says that the whole idea of what they did wrong was that really is nothing to do with the fact that they left so much, as opposed to already from there, the Asaf Suf Asher Bekirba, which is mentioned in Shvi of Baloscha, really after, in the Sefer Torah, it's written after, but really this happened already. Rashi points out that the Asaf Suf were complaining that that they wanted the Basar, and they ended up being punished with Hashem sending out the Slav, right? So that really, at the end of Shishi there also, I guess it comes up, but really when they're actually punished, they got killed. That happened in Shvi. So there, that was really, Rashi said, that really already started during those 3 days. However, Tosos says that based on the Midrash, they quote a different answer, that's a famous idea. It's Tosos quote, based on the Midrash, that not that it wasn't the problem, that they ran away. They were so excited, like a teenager who's born in Mebech HaSefer, like a guy runs out of school, but at the end of the year, you're so excited when the year's over. You're done learning. So a little child runs out of school, so too Klai Yisrael was kilu running away from the Torah. So that was a terrible thing. So once they ran away from the Torah, they dropped all Torah, then they were willing to, then they did all these averas. So Shaila, also in general, we say that there were not two Paranas together. It seems to be that there are in Shlach, Korach, the different places where Klai Yisrael had sinned on multiple occasions and didn't have a break necessarily of this. So what exactly was so worse about these? Okay, that's a Shaila mentioned by the Mefarshim. The Gemara Katiz, the Gemara says, Yibayla, we have a question now. So now, once we're mentioning the idea of saving a Sfarim on Shabbos, and we're now asked, what about the Gilyonim shall save for Torah? It's a side point now about Shabbos in general. There's the blank, the white part of the Sefer Torah, right? When you have the lines in the Sefer Torah, and then the empty part of the Sefer Torah. What Kiddusha does that empty part have? The Gemara Matzino Sumna Adlika, or Matzino Sumna Adlika. You're allowed to save them from a fire, or you don't save them from the fire. The Gemara at this point, the Havamino is assuming that we're talking about any blank portion, whether we're talking about the part you cut off from a Sefer Torah, or an area, of a scroll that had been erased, that area also would be the same Shiloh. So Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a Raya from, that whether or not you're allowed to save it or not on Shabbos. Gemara says, Sefer Torah Shebala, if you have a Sefer Torah which became worn out. Im Yeshba Lakit Shemonim Chavish, if you have enough to write 85 letters, Kigon Barash Zayben Torah, we quoted this before, the Bar Zoron, Matzilin, you would save it from a fire. Im Lav, Imatzin, you would not save it from a fire on Shabbos. Gemara says, Vamai, why wouldn't you save it if it has less than 85 letters? Because typically, Mashum Gilion Diday, that if you have the part, definitely this part that's blank over there, if you're going to have part of the blank portion over there, so why didn't that add up as well into the 85 and make it chashev enough that you should save it on Shabbos? The Gemara answers Bala Shaini, that when it's worn out, it's going to be different. Then we're assuming, Rashi points out, when the Torah scroll loses its Kedusha because it's worn out, then everyone's going to agree that the blank part also is going to lose its Kedusha because they're following its battle to the Iker writing. So our Shaila, the Gemara is pointing out, Rashi says, is specifically to a Sefer Torah that the letters were erased, but the cloth, the parchment is still in good condition. So the Gemara says, Tashma, so let's bring a raya to this Shiloh. So Gemara says, Sefer Torah Nimchaks. Now here we're dealing with the Torah that in fact was erased. If there was enough to gather 85 letters, so the Gemara says again, why don't we assume that the blank portion should increase and make it into the letters of to make it enough to say it's chashuv that you should save it on Shabbos. Over here, the Gemara can't answer like we did before that the klaf lost its kedusha, because over here we're dealing with the klaf that's in good condition. Only the letters had gone away. So the Gemara answers, makom aksav lo kimvayli, that regarding the place in which there was writing, then everyone's going to agree that it loses its kedusha. Dechi kadosh, because the whole reason that it's kadosh is agav ksav kadosh. The only reason it was kadosh is because of the fact that you wrote on it. Azal ksav, azal kedusha. In which case, if the ksav, if you lost the writing, it blanked out, so then so to, would the wife heart also lose its kedusha? When the question the Gemara is saying is now my question is, when you have the blank portions, meaning the margins that are above and below the writing, or in between parshas, between one section of the Sefer Torah and the next, or between a column and the next, or at the beginning and the end of the Sefer, all of those in Yonim are the things that I am wondering about. So the Gemara says, "V'tipuklei mishum hahu." But why don't we learn it out from the fact that the Sefer Torah can be saved on account of that, meaning that the margin we're mentioning, since the Brisa says that we need 85 letters, we can learn that the bepashas, that the part of the gilyon, the part of the margin, is not going to be chashuv. So the Gemara says that we can answer to why this isn't a raya. The Gemara says the guy is v'shadi. The guy is a shadi that we're talking about, where the margins were cut off and they then throw away, and then the kedusha of the klaf is therefore going to be as well going to be gone once you had done that. So the Gemara says, so therefore we can't answer. The Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring another raya. Ha-gilyona shalmalav shalmata shabin parsha parsha shaldash dash shaldash sefer shal sefer matamin sadaim. We know, we learned this about the Yudches Gezeros, right? In the second paragraph, I think it was in Tafir Chesav, not Tafir Chesav, Yudches Gezeros, but it was earlier in the, okay, it was in that paragraph of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara discussed when they used to make a Gezerah, why they had the gzera, that they used to have a gzera if you search as a klaf, a sefer Torah, or any, the ksuvim, right, any part of Tanakh, you're going to be metame your hands, and therefore you pass the truma. Why? Because the people used to put truma together with the sfarim, and they used to say because this is a good shmira. However, the problem was that animals would come here, and achbarim, and like mice, or whatever, would come eat the truma if you weren't careful where you put them, and then it would come to ruin the sfarim as well. So therefore, there goes there that the truma would be metame the sfarim. So therefore, since they're metame the sfarim, they wouldn't put them together, and you would have a problem of losing on your sfarim. So now the Gemara says that if a person touches the blank parts of, meaning the margins below the writing and all these parts of the sefer, you would in fact be metami or dime. So since we see over here that if the fact that you touch your metami or dime has the same kedusha on this bechina as the actual sefer itself. So the Gemara says, so that's a raya that again, that the gilyonos do have kedusha. The Gemara answers, Dilma agav sefer Torah shana. No. Maybe the margin over there, together with a part of the sefer Torah where it's actually written kealacha, is going to be metame. However, where it was erased, that was our shilos. The Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a final try. The Gemara says, hagilyonim besefer minim, that if you have the blank portions or the books of a min, someone who's not pikar, someone who rejects the Torah. So the Gemara says, or maybe early Christians, a lot of times it depends in what context, what different min in different contexts has different, kavanas. I mean, a lot of times it refers to early Christian or someone who just rejects Torah of Shabbat Peh, Torah of Shulchasav, the Tzedukim, whatever, any of these people. The Gemara assumes now, in Matzino Samusha, you don't see them from a fire on Shabbos. Elan Nishrafim, Koman, and Vaskarosem, they burn their place, and even if the shameless of Kalash Baruch. The Gemara says, my love, Gilyon, the Sefer Torah. So when we learn the lesson of the blank portions, the Rice is not meant to be talking about the blank portions of a Sefer Torah, in which case we see that they are not allowed to be saved on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, lo, the Gilyon, the Sefer Minim. We're talking about the blank portions of the books of this Alpikoros, this early Christian. And I maybe wrote something that you don't save the blank part also. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why would anyone tell me that? The Gemara says, that's a pasha thing, because if the fact that I don't save the entire sefer with the letters, so then that part were telling me not to be saved, then I don't need to tell you that the blank part of their sfarim doesn't need to be saved. The vada, that's pasha. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara's answering that we're talking about that when you have a sefer that's written by a min, by an apikoros, then they are going to be like the blank portion of a regular din of a klaf. And Rashi points out, meaning a klaf that was never used and never had any words, which obviously has no kedusha, but and therefore by grouping them together, we're telling you the chiddush that the Brisa is telling you that there's no kedusha whatsoever. So the Gemara now says, agufa. Now going back to the context of the Brisa, the Gemara says we're going back, we're analyzing. That when it comes to the books of these apikorsim, we don't see them on a fire. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chol koder sazgaros shemen v'gonzen v'shar sorfan. Rabbi Yossi holds that if they have a, let's say they wrote a sefer Torah, so take out all the lashon of a kadosh baruch hu, wherever it says yud kevav ke'er elokim, you'll take those all out, and then you hide them, and then you the rest you burn. Amar Bitarfon, Rabbi Tarfon disagreed. He said strongly, "Akapach es bini she'imi avoli liyadi shani es shofosam this askar shebehen." If that's this book, Rabbi Yossi, you're going to say that even the askars of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they wrote have no kedusha whatsoever. Shafilu Adam wrote the vachar of Lahargon. Rabbi Tarfon said so strongly, if a person was chasing him to kill him, benachash rach lachisho, or a snake was running to bite him, v'nichlas abesav rozara einichlas aben shel elav, he would run into a goyish house who did a vorozara. Not to this min, this Jewish person who is an apikoyos. Why? Shalilu makirin v'kofrim, because this Jew knew about the Torah and he dafka decided to deny it. V'lalu in makirin v'kofrim, whereas this goy is unaware and therefore just his parents did avodah zarah, so he does avodah zarah. It's not a good thing to do avodah zarah, but still it's not as bad. V'alei and akosav omer, and the pasuk says by them, v'achar Delos Mazur, sometimes Zichronecha, behind the door, the doorpost, you throw me behind your Zikaron, Rashi points out, you know me, yet you throw me behind the door, you deny me. That's referring to the Alpi Korsim. So Rabbi Tarfon is very strong. You burn even a Sefer Torah, even written with Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how Rabbi Tarfon says it. And this is, in fact, Paskin by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So there's two different reasons given by the Rishonim, probably more than two, but the Rav Moshe, I'm going to get to the Shaila, but Rav Moshe analyzes two different Rishonim. Rashi and Gittin tells us, because Devadei L'Shem Avod Zarah Niskavna, that's Rashi's Lashon, that they for sure had in mind they were writing it for Avod Zarah. However, the Rambam doesn't say that Davka doing it Avod Zarah, rather he says that there's no Kedusha, and he says it's a mitzvah to burn them because you shouldn't leave any trace of the Maisa of the Min. You want to get rid of anything that they've done. And Rav Moshe, based on that, has a Shaila about a reform person who wrote a Sefer Torah. The reform when they first began Germany and things like that, they used to bake our parnasa. I think even in early America possibly, the conservative and reform rabbis who weren't keeping Shabbos were also writing Sefer Torah. So the Shaila is, you mamash have a chiyuv to burn it. So if Moshe was done, whether or not these two tzadim, Lafi Rashi, Bepashis, we know that they don't do Avodah Zarah, so you don't necessarily have to be choshish for that. Maybe you don't necessarily have to burn it. However, the Rambam would hold that it's a idea of getting rid of the maisim of a kofar, of someone who is a min. So Lachora, they are definitely minim. They want to uproot our Torah, and therefore the Pashas he is noted this way seemingly. I don't know exactly, Lacha Maisa, you'd have to obviously figure out the Shaila, is a very chamor thing to be doing, but the Maisa of Moshe assumed that the Fi the Rambam it would be problematic, and he was noted to be choshes for that. So that is very very nogea for any Torah that we know was written by Reform. And it's a Shaila also, just a Shaila. I mentioned yesterday I was Masipak about when they're Madpis, if they print it, would it have the same level when it comes to Sefer from a Tleika? The Achorim here discuss also what about Min who Madpis is a Sefer. If the Madpis is safer, is there also the same din of a chiv to burn it or not? Are you allowed to use it? That's a very interesting shaila, because they said maybe that's not the only one the Rama is writing, like I say, if it's on the Ksav, maybe if your Madpis it's a less a chamor. Okay, that's a very interesting shaila that comes out of our Gemara. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yishmael agreed with Rabbi Tarfon. Where Rabbi Yishmael brings a proof from? Rabbi Yishmael, Kaval Chomer. We can derive the fact that you have to burn it from a Kaval Chomer. Malas, or Shalom Beinish Leishto, Amra Tera, Sheminich, Lebegdusha, Imache, Al Hamayim. And when it came to make shalom, the famous idea, and husband and his wife, the meisota, they used to put the parsha, she used to swallow it, they used to put it in the water of the meisota, and those shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are written in that meisota. Yet, in order to make shalom, ben ish l'ishto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll be erase my name in order to make shalom. So Gemara says, Alalush shematilin kina ve'eva v'tachros ben yisrael avim shemayim malachas v'kama. These people, who these minim, right, these apikorsim, who create jealousy and anger and all these bad things, and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be very upset with them, well, all these things, because of the fact that they create their apikorsos and they spread their apikorsos, so then obviously the more so you should have their names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased. And Marsha Valeim, the Mar David, and David said based on them, Halom Esanecha Hashem Esnemas Goychos. Could it tachlat sinas sinasim loivim hayuli? That these people I hate because you hate them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They rise up against me, they fight with me, and I hate them a lot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I view them as my own loivim hayuli. They're mamish my enemies because they hate you. Gemara continues, Hashem Shem Matzina Osan Mibnei Adleika. So and they're not allowed to save these scrolls from the fire on Shabbos. So too, even on the weekday, we do not save them from a collapsed building, from the water, or anything that's destroying it. So Tosas just pointed out over here, the Pashas were dealing with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who said that when it comes to the things that were written by Amin, you would still have to cut out the Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you burn them. The Braisa was explaining that this will only be two when you're actively going to be burning them. However, if they're threatened by like a flood or something like that, Rabbi Yossi would be agreeing that you do not have to save them. That you allow them to get destroyed, even with the shemos. That's what Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Tarfon, you don't have to mention this because if you allow to burn them, Kol Shekein, you're not going to save them. Now the Gemara continues. By me, Nevi Yosef Bar Chanan and Rabbi Abba, Chani Sifre Devei Avidan, Matzinosan and Nedeko and Matzinosan. So Yosef Bar Chanan wondered, the books of Bei Avidan, are we to save them for our fire or Shabbos if we don't save them? So the Shai Levir actually points out that these people were also a different group of Jews who Pashtas didn't accept Torah Shabbat Peh. And so the Gemara is wondering with Pashtas over here is that people who wrote these books, are they considered a min? Are they considered all definitely people who are kofar betorah, and therefore you would? Or are they just simply philosophers, which would not be necessarily an issue? Some quote different gears are actually interesting. A book that written by priests, so also early Christians. So the question over here, so the Gemara is wondering, is you say them or not? The Gemara says, in vilav rafi biyade. So he would say yes, other times he would say no, but and he was unsure about it. He wasn't sure How to assume? The Gemara says Rav lo azil lebe avidan. Rav would never go to the debates of avidan because he was afraid that they would kill him. Because again, they were just really debating things, and he would be able to debate on behalf of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah observant jury. Still, he didn't go. The Gemara says v'kol shekin lebe nitzrafe, that he didn't go to the Beit Nitzrafe, which as Rashi points out, a base of Azara. Shmuel lebe nitzrafe lo azil. Shmuel great all didn't go to the Beit Nitzrafe. However, the Beit Avidan azil, he would go and argue with them in Beit Avidan. The Gemara continues amar le Rava. So they said to Rava, my time lo azil lebe avidan. Why didn't you go to Rav was making an excuse. He was saying, there's a palm tree, it's difficult for me to go, and I'm afraid I'm going to walk. Rosh Hashanah is uneven, so the road's uneven, I can't go there. So Gemara says, Niakra, so we'll get rid of it for you, we'll get rid of the palm tree. So his answer, Dukhti Kachali. He said, that area, it's hard for me to walk by because there's a hole there, it's going to be hard to patch it up. Rashi says, maybe we were talking about it smelled bad over there. Basically, he was giving, Rashi points out, he was giving answers just because he didn't want to go, because he's afraid that they would kill him over there. The Gemara relates, the Gemara says, Marbury Yosef, Amar, Ana, Minayo, Ana, Vilomas, Savin, Minayo. I'd go there, I was good terms with them, and I'd argue with them, we'd have debate, intellectual debates, and it wasn't a problem. However, Zim, Nachada, Azil, Baal, Lusakuni, one time I went there, I debated for, and my life was threatened. You know, that would happen. A lot of the, I think the Ramban used to have a lot of famous debates. So the Pablo Cristiano, I think, was one of the guys who, we learned about in history class one time, right? So he would debate things a lot of times, and I think the king of wherever he was, Spain or wherever he was, said that you've never seen someone debate a wrong cause so well. But I think his life, Mamish, also, they would refuse to announce that he won the debate, and it almost led to a libel, and I think that's one of the reasons Ramban had to escape. I think that's the end of it, getting into Eretz Yisrael. But either way, we see when you argue on behalf of Yiddish guys and the people realize that they're wrong, they ended up getting upset and wanting to kill you. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Im Shalom, we said there will be Lazar, Achse der Rangamliel Havis. So the Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Lazar, he was a sister of Rangamliel. Philosophia, Bishukwez, there was a philosopher in their city. And the Gemara turning out to the next summer says the Havishakil Shemat Lomekab Shokta. He had a good reputation. He said people used to say, oh, what an honest guy, he's a good guy, he doesn't take any he can take bribes. However, Rashi puts out, he did so secretly. So Gemara says, "Bala chuchei beis." So Rangel Miel and Mishlam wanted to show how ridiculous he was. Show them, make fun of him, and show that he was wrong. So they brought a golden lamp as a sheichad, and they went to him for a case beforehand. And he took the lamp, and then they started debating the case. Amar Leis, he says, "Ba'ina deniflagalei benichse devinashe." He says, "I want to share the land that my father gave to us." There was a brother and a sister over here. So he says, "Amar lehu." So she said. So you should divide it. I'm living. So what do you mean? Wait a second. Sivlan b'makom bra barta lotaris, but our Torah, it's written that where there's a son, the daughter doesn't inherit anything, right? We're going to learn that soon. No slavchad. That whole idea, that parsha. So Gemara says Amar Lei. So the judge responds to Gamliel. Min yoma de galsam arvdan and lechol reichel the Moshe v'asid sirfa achrisif. From the day that you lost your land and the base of Midrash was destroyed, you lost the Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is no longer applicable. It sounds very much like the early Christians, because that's what the early Christians argue, that the Torah is no longer applicable. That this Old Testament and now they're chamal to chazar. And the New Testament is right, that's what they said. It says over there, Bar or Barta Kichad Yartin. The son and daughter is not allowed to equally inherit, so no problem whatsoever. So this is again what they tried to tie up. And so the Gemara now discusses Lamafar. So what do they do? The next day, Chadar Ayal Li Iu Charma Luba. So then they brought him a Luba, it was the name of a place, a donkey. Apparently it was very chashuv and it was very valuable. So the Gemara says, Amar Lahu. So then they judged again. Shapilas Lasefa de Sefer Vakasubay. Go to the end of the Sefer where it says it's written, Ana lo lemifches menorais de Moshe. Since again, this is where Gamliel now brought him in. So that they didn't finish the case, and now he says, Amarais de Moshe isitse velosefit alarais de Moshe isitse. We're not going to take away from the law of Moshe, and really we're going to agree to what Moshe says, and we're not going to add anything. So therefore, Ksibay, and the Pashak Moshe says, Bara, Bevelko bro, Bartolotaris, where a son is, where there's a son, a daughter doesn't inherit anything. Amarlai, so she said to him, Nahor no raich kashraga. So your light come out of the lamp, meaning she was referring to the light, the shokha that she gave him, this fancy lamp, and he wasn't accepting it. The donkey came and kicked over your lamp, meaning I just bribed him more. And so now we showed. So basically, again, they were showing they were how ridiculous this guy was, and showing that they exposed the person being a complete person who take bribes, and he was not honest whatsoever. The Mark continues in the mission. The Mishnah says, "Nay, ma inquire. Why don't we read them?" Mishnah continued that we're discussing because Nei Bitl Beis Midrash, because you're not going to come to the Beis Midrash. Now the Gemara wants to know the reason for this takana. The Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo Shono El Bezman Beis Midrash, that this whole thing is only going to be usher from the actual time, meaning Rashi points out that before the daytime meal, that's when the Rav would give the lecture, give the drasha, and so that time, that would be when it's usher. However, aval shalob is man b'shemidrash koyrin. But the time, not during the time of the b'shemidrash, meaning after the meal, you would be allowed to read Ksuvim, because at that point Rashi said they wouldn't give a drush anymore because they would drink Revias of Yayin. If you drink Revias of Yayin, you're no longer on Paschal, so you would not give any shear. The Gemara of the Shmuel Amar, Afilu B'Shlom is one of the Beis HaMikdash, and Koyrin. Shmuel said that even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we would, even not during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, rather, you would not read. The Gemara says, Aini, is that really true though? V'had, Nahardad, Asher, the Shmuel, Shmuel was the Rav in Nahardad, so the city over there, the Pashas, they definitely would have followed Shmuel's ruling, and yet, Nahardad, Paschal, Sidra, B'Ksuvim, in Chazad, in Nahardad, they had a Seder in Ksuvim during Shabbos Mincha time. So apparently Shmuel would say that it's Mutter because the Pashas followed Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Ela it marachmer. We have to revise what we said. The Gemara says, we're going to fix it up. Amar Rav, Lushan el b'makom beis hamedrash. Aval shalom makom beis hamedrash, koyrin. Rav said that we didn't learn the Zalach HaTzasr only in the place of a beis hamedrash where the Rav is going to give the drasha. However, not in the place of Midrash, you're allowed to read them. Ushmuel amar, bin makom beis hamedrash, bin shalom makom beis hamedrash. It doesn't, that's not the getter, whether or not there's a beis hamedrash there or not. Rather, it's bizman beis hamedrash in koyrin. The time of beis hamedrash, we're not going to read Ksuvim because people should go to the drasha. However, Shalomas Mansa Beis Midrash Kuri. Then not during the time of the Beis Midrash, you would be allowed to read it, and then it followed the Azar Shmuel Tarei. Then it followed Shmuel was Lishitoso, and he said the Narda Paske Sidra de Ksuvim Mincha Shabbasa. Narda, they would say Ksuvim during Shabbos Mincha, and since they would say it during Shabbos Mincha, apparently Shmuel would hold that it's Mutter. So now the Gemara says, now Ravashi Amar LaOlam Kedem Kara. No, you don't have to fix up what Shmuel said, and where Shmuel will line up. Shmuel Rabbi Nechemia. Shmuel really held like Rabbi Nechemia. What did Nechemia say? The son of Chaim said the following braisa. He said, "Aval bisha amru kisvay kodesh ain korin behen." Even though we assume that the kisvay kodesh, the ksuvim, are not allowed to be read on Shabbos, aval shon bem midrashim. You are allowed to learn. Rashi points out that you learn them, meaning learn the midrashim and the midrash shirashir, midrash kohelas, right? All those in your name, you're allowed to learn. However, nitzrach lepasuk maybe verodbo. And also, if you need a pasuk to learn the beginning of shir, you can learn to look up that pasuk in ksuvim. Aron Chaimir says, "No, imaru kisvay kodesh ain korin behen." Why don't we read any part of Ksuvim? So they say how far Chazal went. They're not allowed, that people would say that how far Hamachmi we are. Even Ksuvim we're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. So Kol Shekin, you're not allowed to read regular Shtari Adiosos. Regular Shtari Adiosos is a Shai L'Rashi in one place. It was just any doc, anything that's written, just Stam, any magazine, anything that's not related to Shabbos is considered something you're not allowed to read. That's however, Tosos point out that Rashi himself went back on his ruling and he says it's only really business related things. So like, the Wall Street Journal is completely usher to read on Shabbos. So the Gemara comes out over here that that would be the din, and therefore, so what is Reb Chaim saying? Is he saying that there's a whole din be'etzim in the whole day? It should be usher to read Ksuvim because of this Kal V'Chomer that Chazal wanted you to understand that you should not read any part of Ksuvim whatsoever on Shabbos. And Rif rules that this is in fact is a halach. However, the Beis Yosef quotes that nowadays, since the Rav doesn't really give a drasha that more of the halachos for the whole community, right in the time of Beis Yosef, so therefore he was willing to entertain the fact that should be Makel, and there are those things like Russ suggested. That's why there's a difference between Magdil and Migdal. Very interesting thing. And when it comes to the words Migdal, that's a pasuk in Shmuel. However, Magdil is found in Tehillim. That's part of Ksuvim. So therefore, maybe the original minhag developed that we say Migdal on Shabbos as opposed to Magdil, because on Shabbos we're quoting the pasuk Dafka and Shmuel, not the pasuk in Ksuvim. There's a big shaila that all of this is, what do you mean? We have all our pasukim in Zimra. Most of our pasukim in Zimra is all pasukim in Tehillim. So how do you get around that? I'm not exactly sure. But that's the pshat that some bring down. And the thing, the name of the Gra, they bring that pshat. Now the Mishnah continues, Matzilin, tik sefer, ima sefer. One would be allowed to remove the casing of a sefer with the sefer itself. Take tefillin, it's the same thing with the casing of a tefillin as well with the tefillin. Okay, so then when you're saving them on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to take along. But Alpha Bishayesh Mamamos, and even if there was money in this casing of the tefillin, which Shimon pointed out, that's usher to do that. However, if you could be because of the Davar Shabbat Dusha Shabbat, but either way, if you did that, you left them, even though it's mukta, we're going to relax that prohibition because of the din of saving tefillin. V'heichan tefillin, where can you save them to? L'mavish in a mefulash, the mavish, it's not open. Bein b'serim al mefulash, what the Gemara is going to discuss, those gedarim. Gemara says, Tanur Rabban, Arbasa Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. According to Braisa, the 14th fell on Shabbos, we're talking about Pesach. So Pesach falls on Shabbos. Mashit in a Pesach al Chazeh. You are allowed to skin the Pesach only as far as the breast. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'Noshem Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel held that's as far as he's allowed to go. You're allowed to skin the entire korban itself. The entire korban you're allowed to skin. Normally, there's a din d'oraisa of doing the isra of mashed in the race of fire. All these in them. However, the Gemara learns that in Pesachim, that tzarech kavua, that it's mutter because it's kaveh zman, that it's docha Shabbos. The fact that you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach shechal yosbish on Yudal that falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach on Shabbos. So the shayla over here is, do we have to minimize the malach as much as possible? According to Rabbi Yochanan Rokhi, yes, you have to minimize it and only skin it up until the breast. However, the chachamim say no, you're allowed to skin the whole thing. So the Gemara asks, Vishlam Rabbi Yochanan Rokhi, I understand it. You've done as much as you need. The whole idea is that tzarech kavua, it's mutter for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're allowed to do the sacrificial parts. You're allowed to do as much as the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs. So that's only until the breast. However, the further part is papasha is only for your benefit, that the meat should taste better. So lechora, why is it mutter? However, the Rabbanan, my time, according to Rabbanan, what is the reason they're going to permit the skinning in this nature? The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Chanan Yochanan, Amar Kra, Kol Pal Hashem Lamania. The pasuk says that all Hashem has done anything for His sake, or says for His kavod. For His kavod is referring to everything is done for the kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Vahacha Mai Lamania, because the Gemara says, but really, is that true? So what actually was so great? What was He doing for His sake? The Gemara answers, Rav Yosef Amar Shelo Yasriach. Rav Yosef says that it shouldn't smell bad. Apparently, I don't know how this works, but if you don't air it out properly, it's going to smell bad. And that's a Torah Gavol also, that the korban shouldn't smell bad. It's a hiddur to have it smell nicely. Rav Rava Amar, he disagrees. He's a different reason. Shelo Yeh Kochei Kochim Mutal Kedavela. It looks bad. Look, you just leave this carcass in the middle of the ground over there. That looks really bad. So don't do that. So the Gemara says, My Benayah, what is going to be the Nafkamina? The Gemara says, Ikub Benayah, the Munach Abar Tadahava. If it's put on a golden table, so if it's put on a golden table, so it doesn't look bad. So therefore, Rava would assume that the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Shmuel in that case, that it's allowed to remain there without doing it more, because the meat is no longer going to be an area that looks bad. However, so the Gemara says, Inami Yom Disana, or we could have another Nafkamina, where it's a day where it's blowing a northern wind, actually like in a springtime weather, where apparently it would not get spoiled. So in that circumstances, Rav Yosef would understand that the Ravanan would agree with Rabbi Shmuel that there would be no need to do the entire Avshata, to do the entire, to demash the whole thing, to skin the entire thing on Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi what does he do with that drasha? The Gemara says, he uses this pasuk to teach you that you can't remove the sacrificial parts from inside the Korban Pesach before skinning the entire animal as far as the breast, as far as the chazeh. The Gemara says, my tama, what's the reason this? Why can't you do it? I just go in, take it out, meaning just open up, make a hole in the animal, and take out the parts that you need. So the Gemara says, you don't have to skin the whole thing, even to the chazeh. The Gemara says, Amaravuna, Mishum Rishum Nasan, Mishum Nimin, because you're going to have little strands of wool, or hair or wool, and you bring in that as the korban, that obviously would look very bad. That's pretty bad. So therefore, it's mutter to do it in the normal way. That wouldn't be a bad korban. The Gemara says, "Amar my ahadrele the chaver what did they respond? What did they respond to? Apparently, they sure they knew responded. The Gemara says, this is what they responded. If we can remove the casing of the sefer with the sefer, lo nashit the pesach oro, meaning that the tika sefer my sefer, we see that there's a personal benefit for the guy. At the end of the day, he has his money in it, and yet he's allowed to bring it. So over here, even though it's personal benefit, the meat will taste better if it's better for Kadosh Baruch Hu also, meaning here you're saving this farm, and here you're making a better korban, so there should be mutter. The Gemara says, "Midami hasam tilto hachmalacha." How can you compare the two? Over there, we're discussing moving mukse, which is in the rabbanim. Here, we're talking about malacha d'areisa, right? Doing mashe, the iser mashe is one of the 39 malachas. So you're doing an iser d'areisa. So how in the world are you going to say that we're mashe the malacha d'areisa for what would potentially be better? It makes sense in a svar d'rabbanim, but not in a din d'areisa. Okay, pick up a mitzvah with Amar Ravashi tomorrow.